May the peace of God Almighty abide with you as you join us on this edition of Trumpet of Peace. Trumpet of Peace is a powerful inspirational program brought to you by
Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated.
The set man is Jesus Christ and his anointed servant, world-renowned evangelist Alabijo, is the anchor man. As the word of God flows with signs and wonders from his vineyard into the lives of everyone, may his words turn us all into his instruments of peace.
Alaafia Olorun alaye ko wa pelu yin be ba tin darapo mi eto Trumpet of Peace kakaki alaafia tose yi eto yi kun fu opolopo mi si atagbere mi Olorun alaye tin sise ami ati se iyanu nile aye oni pojipo eto yi si wa lati ile ise Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated Jesu Kristi lo gbe to yi kale eni ami oro ranse Olorun alaye ilu maka oni waasu agbaye ni ajinrere alabi job Olorun lo lori eto yi e je ka farabale ka wa nkan fidile kawo boro olorun o se ma se opolopo si ami ati se iyanu kongbe kongbe lati na ogba ajara ti le aye ori ko kan wa to ba fokan dogba pelu eto yi ki olorun je ki oro na so emi ati eye di ohun ilu alaafia
Welcome to today's teaching in the name of Jesus Christ.
Akiyin ku abo sinu eko toni ni oruko Jesu Kristi.
We appreciate your finding time to listen to our message.
Amo riri wiwa akoko yin lati gbo awon ise iranse wa.
And we believe that the Lord is blessing you.
Asi gbagbo pe Olorun bukun fun yin.
May your blessings remain permanent in Jesus.
Agbadura pe ki bukun yin ko le je titi lai ni oruko Jesu.
Kindly invite other people.
Ejo we je ka pe awon aladugbo wa.
So they too can join you.
Ki awon pelu le dara
so they can be blessed also. We continue with our teaching. On the overall theme, Secrets of David's Unstoppable Advancement. In our last message, we said before we could consider the secrets, we should clear some issues first. The first issue we try to clear had to do with the mind of David when he was singing his experience in song in Psalm 18 verse 29. In that verse, he said, with God,
pelu Olorun,
he ran through a troop.
O sare la ogun ja.
With God,
pelu Olorun,
he was able to leap a wall.
O si fodi kan.
We now discover that David was having in mind one of the obstacles set before him in order to stop him from advancing. But with God on his side, he was unstoppable. Today, we want to consider another important issue. On that fateful day, when he was to face
Goliath,
he was confronted with a kind of provocation. But this provocation never stopped him. What was it that motivated him to run through the troops and destroy David? Please go to 1 Samuel 17.
We
will read from verses 28 through 30. Listen to what the Bible says. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against
David.
And he said, why camest thou down either? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. Dear listener,
ẹ̀yin olùgbọ́ wa,
from what we have read here,
nínú àwọn tí a kà níhìn yìí,
we know that in the face of provocation,
a rí pé ní ìhà ìmúnibínú,
in the face of provocation,
ní ojú ìmúnibínú,
it will take very strong motivation,
yóò nílò àwọn ìrúnisókè tó lágbára
gan, for David to have continued,
fún Dáfídì láti tẹ̀síwájú,
for him to have advanced,
fún láti lè tẹ̀síwájú.
What was it that really motivated David?
Kí ni àwọn nǹkan tó ru Dáfídì sókè?
What was it that motivated David?
Kí ni àwọn nǹkan tó ru sókè?
Let us consider two important things
here. Ẹ jẹ́ ká ṣe àgbéyẹ̀wò nǹkan méjì ní.
When David was provoked,
nígbà tí a mú Dáfídì bínú,
what are some of the options that he had?
Kí ni àwọn nǹkan tó lè yàn níwájú rẹ̀?
Number two,
èkejì,
what did he choose?
Kini awon nkan to n pelu siyan?
Number three,
eketa,
what were some of the benefits of his choice?
Kin la awon anfani to wa ninu n to yan yi?
I believe these three questions will help you a lot.
Mo gbagbo pe awon ibere meteta yo ran lowo
gan. So the first thing we must know here,
nkan akoko ti a gbodo mo nihin yi,
that David knew,
ohun ti Dafidi mo,
was that,
o ni,
it is not the enemy that matters.
Kì í ṣe fún ọ̀tá nìkan ló ṣe pàtàkì.
It is not the enemies that matter.
Kì í ṣe àwọn ọ̀tá ló ṣe pàtàkì.
It is how you handle the enemies.
Bí a ṣe fi ọwọ́ mú wọn, òun náà ló ṣe pàtàkì.
Number two,
èkejì,
it is not the situation that you are going through that matters.
Kì í ṣe ipò tó ń là kọjá ló ṣe pàtàkì.
It is how you handle the situation.
Ṣùgbọ́n báwo ló ṣe mú kí ipò yẹn kó rí?
It is not the challenge that you pass through.
Kì í ṣe àwọn ìpèníjà tẹ́ ń là kọjá.
It is how you handle the challenge.
Ṣùgbọ́n báwo la ṣe ń fi ọwọ́ mú àwọn ìpèníjà wọ̀nyí?
I believe strongly that David knew this secret.
Mo gbàgbọ́ pé Dáfídì mọ àwọn àṣírí yìí.
Listen to what, how he responded in verse 30.
Ẹ gbọ́ bó ṣe dá àgbọn rẹ̀ lónìí ẹsẹ̀ ọgbọ̀n.
In verse 30.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ ọgbọ̀n.
This is just one option.
Ọkan nínú àwọn tó lè yàn ni.
It's just one option.
Ọkan nínú tó yàn ni.
I will show you another option.
Máa fi àwọn nǹkan míì tó tún lè yàn
lé yín lọ́wọ́. That David refused to choose.
Èyí Dáfídì kọ̀ láti yàn.
That David refused to choose.
Èyí Dáfídì kọ̀ láti yàn.
The Bible says.
Bíbélì wí pé.
In verse 30.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ ọgbọ̀n.
And he said unto his brother.
Ó sì yí padà.
Is there no reason?
Ó sì yí padà kúrò lọ́dọ̀ àwọn ẹ̀gbọ́n rẹ̀. Ó wí pé ǹjẹ́ kò ha nídìí bí?
Is there no reason?
Ǹjẹ́ kò ha nídìí bí?
And he turned away from him.
Ó sì wá yí padà kúrò lọ́dọ̀ wọn.
In your Bible.
Nínú Bíbélì rẹ.
I want you to underline he turned away.
Mo fẹ́ ká fàlà sí pé ó yí padà.
He turned away.
Ó yí padà.
That was just one of the options before him in the face of provocation.
Ọkan nínú àwọn nǹkan tó lè yàn ní àkókò ìmúnibínú.
But what other option was left?
Ṣùgbọ́n kí ni àwọn nǹkan mìíràn tó tún lè yàn?
Thank God he didn't choose that option.
A dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run pé kò yan nǹkan yìí.
That option,
nǹkan tó yẹ kó yàn yìí,
would have been one of confrontation.
Ìbá wá jẹ́ èyí tí ó fa ìdojúkọ wá.
He would have confronted his brother.
Ìbá dojúkọ àwọn ẹ̀gbọ́n rẹ̀.
If he had chosen that option,
bá wá yan èyí,
several things will happen.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan ni yóò ṣẹlẹ̀.
He will end up in distraction.
Fúnrara rẹ̀ yóò gbé ojú kúrò lára ogun.
From what he came there to do.
Fún àwọn nǹkan tó lọ bẹ̀ láti ṣe.
What he was supposed to achieve.
Gbogbo àwọn nǹkan tó yẹ kó jẹ́ àṣeyọrí rẹ̀.
He will be distracted.
A ti wá gbé ojú rẹ̀ kúrò
bẹ̀. Dear listener,
ẹ̀yin olùgbọ́ wa,
this is why it was wise for David.
Ìdí ni tó fi jẹ́ ìwà ọlọgbọ́n fún Dáfídì.
Not to choose confrontation.
Láti mọ yan ìdojúkọ.
Another disadvantage in confrontation will be.
Àwọn nǹkan tí ìdojúkọ yìí bá tún mú wá.
Apart from distraction.
Yàtọ̀ fún wípé gbójú kúrò.
He will be making his senior brother popular.
Yóò wá mú kí àwọn ẹ̀gbọ́n rẹ̀ yìí kó di gbajúmọ̀.
He will be giving his brother publicity.
Yóò wá fún àwọn ẹ̀gbọ́n rẹ̀ yìí ní ìlú mọ̀ǹká.
I'm glad to tell you.
Inú mi dùn láti sọ fún
yín. That when the brother was angry.
Pé nígbà tí ẹ̀gbọ́n rẹ̀ ń bínú.
When he was fuming.
Nígbà tó ń bínú gan tí bínú
ẹ̀rù. Nobody even in the place knew who he was talking to.
Àwọn èèyàn ò tiẹ̀ mẹ́ni tí ń bá sọ̀rọ̀ ńbẹ̀.
That is the best way to treat the enemy.
Ọ̀nà kan tó dáa tá a fi lè gbà dá ọ̀tá lónìí.
I remember when I was in the seminary.
Wọ́n sọ nígbà tí wọ́n wà nílé ẹ̀kọ́ ní
Wàsí. One of my professors.
Ọ̀kan nínú àwọn olùkọ́ ni wọ́n.
Who taught us administration.
Ẹni tó kọ́ wọn bí a ṣe ń ṣe ètò.
He said there were some people.
Ó sọ pé àwọn èèyàn kan wà.
Who are better ignored.
Èyí tó jẹ́ pé dára láti lè dà wọ́n nù.
Better ignore them.
Láti dà wọ́n nù.
Because if you enter into confrontation
with them. Nítorí pé bẹ́ẹ̀ bá dojúkọ wọn láti jọ mọ́ sọ àsọ.
You will be distracted.
ẹgbẹ ojú kúrò.
And people like that are actually looking for publicity.
Irú àwọn èèyàn bẹ́ẹ̀ sì ń wọ̀nà tí a gbàgbé wọn lárugẹ.
So thank God.
Ògo ni fún Ọlọ́run.
David made the right choice.
David yan ohun tó dára.
Dear listener.
Ẹ̀yin olùgbọ́ wa.
Are you in a situation similar to the situation of David?
Ǹjẹ́ o wà ní ipò yẹn tó farajọ ti David yìí?
Are some people already ganging together in order to bring setback to you?
Ǹjẹ́ àwọn kan ti ń kórajọ láti mú ìfàsẹ́yìn bá ọ?
Are they already trying to distract your attention?
Ǹjẹ́ wọ́n ti ń gbìyànjú láti mú kí ojú rẹ kúrò nínú tó ń ṣe?
I urge you in the name of the Lord.
Mo gbà yín níyànjú ní orúkọ Jésù.
Just wonder about them.
Ẹ̀kan kókan yà yín lẹ́nu ni.
Don't worry about them.
Ẹ mọ́ ṣe dára yín láàmú.
David simply wondered.
David, ó kàn yà lẹ́nu ni.
He said to his brother.
Ó sọ fún àwọn ẹ̀gbọ́n rẹ̀.
Is there no reason?
Ṣé kò wá nídìí bí?
That's a question.
Ìbéèrè ni.
Is there no reason?
Ṣé kò wá nídìí?
And the next thing he did.
Ohun tó sì ṣe.
Was that he turned away.
Ó ní pé ó yí padà kúrò lọ́dọ̀ wọn.
Dear listener.
Ẹ̀yin olùgbọ́ wa.
Are you in the face of provocation?
Ǹjẹ́ wà ní ipò ìmúnibínú?
Remember.
Ẹ rántí.
These people are provoking you.
Àwọn èèyàn tí wọ́n mú yín bínú yìí.
Because they have nowhere to go.
Nítorí pé wọn ò ní bí.
They have no business. They are not destined to advance.
Ah, so fun wa wipe won o tesiwaju.
And their intention
yete okan won
was to keep you with them.
O na ni lati fa osodo
ara won. So you too may not advance.
Ki ipin ti e na ko mo ba tesiwaju.
Please learn from David.
E jo we je kola lati oro David. Ka kola ti odo David.
Instead of worrying.
Dipo ti o fi ma dara e lamu.
About the provocation of his brother.
Nipa imuni binu awon arakunrin
re. He simply wondered.
O kan ya lenu ni.
And he never allowed their provocation to distract his attention.
O si wa je ki imuni binu awon egbon re yi ko fa oju re
kuro ninu to be se. Confrontation.
To ba se poyan lati dojuko won ni.
Maybe it will take months.
Boya yo gba osu.
Or years.
Tabi odun.
For them to say they want to begin to settle dispute.
Fun won lati le mu ki ija yi ko lo sile.
And dispute will never be settled.
Awon ija yi ko si le lo sile.
Because people who have intention.
Nitori pe awon eniyan ti won ni ete.
To run you down.
Lati mu false lule.
You can never dialogue with them.
O le ba won soro.
Because they already have their own plan.
Nitori pe won ni ipinu ti won.
You cannot begin to dialogue with Satan.
Oh, le ma ba Jesus soro papo.
Satan already have his own plan.
Satani ti se Jesus won ti ni ete ti.
And so David was wise.
Nitori na David je ologun.
He never chose that option.
Ko wa yan ipin yi rara.
He decided to wonder.
O wa kan o kan ya lenu ni.
Instead of worrying.
Nipo ti o fi mo dara e lamu.
And having wondered.
Nigba to si wa ya lenu.
He simply moved forward.
O si wa tesi waju.
So he became unstoppable.
O wa di eni ti a o le daduro.
Never gave his enemy publicity. One thing that is so bad today about people with religion.
On to buru ju loni ni pe awon eniyan ti an je elesin.
Is they give Satan publicity.
Won ma nfun Esu ni ipolongo.
Every day they talk, they mention Satan.
Nigba yowu ti won ba npe Esu. Lojojumo ni won npe Esu.
They mention Satan.
Won ma npe Esu.
Please dear listener.
Eyin olugbo we jowo.
I beg you in the name of the Lord.
O be yin ni oruko Oluwa.
Satan is not supposed to be publicized.
Esu ki si eni ti a le ma gbe laruge.
Satan is supposed to be ignored.
Agbodo ko Esu sile ni.
Let us ignore him.
Eja ka danu.
Ignore him.
Eja ka keyin si.
Until death.
Titi di oju
iku pelu. In the same way.
Lana,
if you discover that somebody is trying to run you down,
the
best thing is not to enter into dialogue. Don't dialogue with the devil.
When you
dialogue with the devil, there can never be solution. Ignore the devil. Ignore the devil until the devil dies. This is a lesson we must learn here. Thank God, David made the right choice.
David yan eto dara.
He made the right choice.
O yan eto dara.
And the right choice was that
eto dara na
he was not willing to enter into confrontation.
O se tan lati dojuko awon egbon re mo ba won soro.
So that he might not be distracted.
Ki o mo ba gbe oju re kuro.
So he might not be giving publicity to the enemy.
Ko mo ba fun awon egbon re ni ipolongo ti oto.
Now let us consider what the benefits of his choice.
ẹjẹ ká ti àgbéyẹ̀wò àwọn nǹkan tó yàn.
Let's consider the benefits of his choice.
Àǹfààní àwọn nǹkan tó yàn.
So we will then consider the motivation.
A lè wá ṣe àwárí àwọn tó rú sókè.
What were some of the benefits of his choice?
Kí làwọn àǹfààní tó yàn yìí?
When he chose.
Nígbà tó yàn.
Not to enter into confrontation.
Láti mọ́ dojúkọ àwọn ẹ̀gbọ́n pẹ̀lú àjọsọ̀rọ̀.
He was able to concentrate.
Ó wá ní àǹfààní láti lè dojúkọ
tó fẹ́ ṣe. He was able to concentrate.
Ó gbájúmọ́
tó fẹ́ ṣe. You ignore the enemies.
Nígbà tẹ bá da ọ̀tánù.
You have the privilege of concentration.
Ẹ ní àǹfààní láti dojú kọ tẹ fẹ́ ṣe gan.
Automatically.
Dájúdájú.
You will move ahead.
Ẹ lè tẹ̀síwájú.
You will advance.
Ẹ lè tẹ̀síwájú.
So please, we beg you.
Mo abẹ̀yìn.
Ignore the enemy.
Ẹ da èsù nù.
So you can concentrate.
Ẹ lè bá dojú kọ tẹ fẹ́ ṣe gan.
And may God help you.
Kí Ọlọ́run kó sì ràn yín lọ́wọ́.
This takes us to what motivated him.
Èyí wá mú wa lọ sí àwọn nǹkan tó rú sókè.
Having concentrated.
Lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí ó ti do tó ti gbójú sí tó fẹ́ ṣe gan.
He was able to be motivated.
Ó ràn lọ́wọ́ láti lè ní ìrú sókè.
Now when he turned aside.
Nígbà tó wá dojú kọ ẹgbẹ́ kan.
What did he do?
Kí làwọn nǹkan tó ṣe?
When he refused to focus on the enemy.
Nígbà tó kọ̀ láti lo fojú sí ọ̀dọ̀
What did he do?
Kí làwọn nǹkan tó ṣe?
Let us find out.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká ṣe àwárí rẹ̀.
In 1 Samuel.
Nínú Samuel kínní.
Chapter 17.
Orí kẹtàdínlógún.
Listen to what verse 25 says.
Ẹgbọ́n tí ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹẹ̀dọ́gbọ̀n wí.
Verse 25 says.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹẹ̀dọ́gbọ̀n wí pé.
And the men of Israel said.
Àwọn ọkùnrin Ísíráélì sì wí pé.
Have you seen this man?
Ẹ̀yin kò rí ọkùnrin yìí.
That is come up.
Tí ó gòkè wá yìí.
Surely to defy Israel is he come up.
Láti pé Ísíráélì ní ìjà ló ṣe wà.
And it shall be that the man who killed him.
Yóò sì ṣe ẹni tí ó bá pa ọkùnrin náà.
The king will give him his daughter.
Ọba yóò sì fi ọrọ̀ púpọ̀ fún.
He will give him riches.
Ọba yóò sì fi ọrọ̀ púpọ̀ fún.
And make him. And make his father's and give him his daughter.
Yóò sì fún ilé ọmọ rẹ̀ obìnrin.
And make his father's house free in Israel.
Yóò sì sọ ilé bàbá rẹ̀ di òmìnira ní Ísíráélì.
Three things.
Nǹkan mẹ́ta.
Number one.
Àkọ́kọ́.
Which motivated David.
Ètò ru Dáfídì sókè.
Now remember.
Ẹran tí.
This is one thing in destiny.
Ọ̀kan nínú àwọn ìpínì.
If somebody who is close to you.
Tí ẹni tó súnmọ́ yín gangan.
Who is supposed to have been there.
Ẹni tí ó yẹ kó wà níbẹ̀.
In order for him to be your reason for success.
Fún ẹni yẹn láti jẹ́ ìdí fún ìdìde rẹ.
If he refuses.
Tó bá kọ̀.
I'm glad to tell you.
Inú mi dùn láti sọ fún.
That there are several other people.
Àwọn ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn èèyàn wà.
That God has planted around you.
Ètí Ọlọ́run ti gbìn sí àyíká rẹ.
That is why we talk about concentration.
Ìdí ni tá a fi sọ̀rọ̀ nípa dídójú sí tá a fẹ́ ṣe gan.
Why was David able to see those who will give him information?
Báwo ni David ṣe wá rí àwọn tí yóò fún ní ọ̀rọ̀.
Information that will motivate him.
Àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ tí yóò rú sókè.
Because he refused to enter into confrontation.
Nítorí pó kọ̀ láti ṣe ìdojúkọ àwọn ẹgbẹ́.
Listen to that verse 30 again.
Ẹgbọ́n tí ẹ ṣe ọgbọ́n tó wúlò ẹ̀ka sí.
And he turned from him toward another.
Òun sì yí padà kúrò lọ́dọ̀ rẹ̀ sí
ẹlòmíràn. Oh dear listener.
Ẹ̀yin olùgbọ́ wa.
I'm glad to tell you.
Inú mi dùn láti sọ fún ọ.
Do not focus on somebody who is a reason for your discouragement.
Ẹ má dojú kọ àwọn tí wọ́n jẹ́ ìdí fún ìfàsẹ́yìn yín.
No matter how close these people may be to you.
Báyọ̀wù wọn ti lè fara kí yín tọ́.
They are not destined to cause your advancement.
A fi wọn síbẹ̀ láti mú kí ìtẹ̀síwájú
yín kò ṣeéṣe. There are some of you listening to me today.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ yín tẹ̀ ń gbọ́ wa lónìí.
Who have thought that your relation will be the ones to lift you up.
Tẹ ti rò pé àwọn ará ilé yín ni ó gbé yín sókè.
And instead of your relations lifting you up.
Dípò káwọn ènìyàn yín gbé yín sókè.
They are the ones pulling you down.
Àwọn gan ni wọ́n dúró láti fà yín
lulẹ̀. Oh, never worry.
Ẹ mọ̀ ṣe dára yín
láàmú. Don't be troubled.
Ẹ mọ̀ dára yín
láàmú. There are several other people around.
Ọ̀pọ̀ àwọn èèyàn wà tí wọ́n wà láyìíká
yín. Oh, this verse 30 gives me joy.
Ẹsẹ̀ ọgbọ̀n yìí fún mi ní ayọ̀.
He turned towards another.
Ó yí padà sí àwọn ẹlòmíràn.
He turns toward another.
Ó yí padà sí àwọn ẹlòmíràn.
And these were the people.
Àwọn èèyàn wọ̀nyí.
Who motivated him.
Àwọn ni wọ́n mú fún ní ìrú
sókè. In verse 25.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹẹ̀dọ́gbọ̀n.
Oh glory be to God.
Kò ní fún Ọlọ́run
lókè. If somebody fails.
Tí àwọn kan bá kùnà.
There are others.
Àwọn mìíràn wà.
Who are there.
Tí wọ́n wà ń bẹ̀ fọ.
To be a blessing to you.
Láti jẹ́ ìbùkún fún ọ.
Listen, in these statements of these people.
Nínú gbólóhùn tí àwọn èèyàn wọ̀nyí sọ.
These people were called other people.
Àwọn tí à ń pè ní àwọn ẹlòmíràn yìí.
It is even sad that we do not know their names.
Odun wa pe o ti e mo oruko won.
But as anonymous as they were,
ṣugbọn bi won se je ani ti a o fi oruko won han
to, they became useful instruments.
Won wa di ohun elo to wulo.
Agent of motivation.
Awon eniyan ti won le ru ni soke
fure. And the Bible says,
won bibeli si
they were not tired. They were not tired to tell him again and again something that will cause his advancement. Dear listener, to whom do you pay attention? To whom do you pay attention? Those who are agents of discouragement or agents of encouragement. Think about it. These people motivated him by telling him that whoever will conquer Goliath will be privileged to have three things. Number one, riches. Riches. Number two, he will become the king's in-law. The king's in-law. And number three, his home will be given liberty. His home will be given freedom. Glory be to God. This was what motivated David. He wanted to be rich. He wanted to be great. Remember, his senior brothers came to join Saul's army. In order to withdraw him to go back to the bush.
But
by divine arrangement, David will no longer belong to the army of Saul.
David ko ni si lara awon omo ogun Saul.
While his brothers will remain in barrack.
Nigba ti awon egbon re wa ni barrack.
As the story continues,
bi awon eko yi sentence
waju, you will discover that he became a permanent resident of the palace.
E si akiyesi pe ninu eko wa to nbo e ri pe David je eni tin gbe afin
titi laile. Unstoppable advancement indeed.
Eni ti eyi ti a ko le daduro
rara. Itesiwaju ti o se daduro.
Itesiwaju ti ko se
daduro. Unstoppable advancement indeed.
Itesiwaju ti ko se daduro.
No matter what rank his brothers got,
iru oye yowu ti awon egbon re ba gba,
they cannot go beyond barrack.
Won le lost
they will remain in the barrack because they came to the corridor of power through the military, and they will remain military. But David, from what motivation he received, he saw himself as somebody who will permanently remain in the palace. And this was exactly what happened to him. Dear listener, you will become unstoppable. In the name of Jesus
Christ.
This takes us to who David can be likened to again. David became the example of Jesus.
David wa di apere Jesu Christi.
Who refused to be provoked.
Eni ti o ko pe ka mu binu.
How often are you provoked, dear listener?
Igba melo la ti mu o binu.
Provocation is a very bad thing.
Imuni binu je nkan to buru gan.
It is my prayer.
Adura mi ni
pe. There are as many of you as listen to me.
Pe ye eyin to ngbo ise ranse
yin. Who are tortured by the spirit of anger.
Eti a tin fi iya je nipa emi imuni
binu. The Lord will deliver you.
Olorun yo tu yin sile.
All spirit of anger will leave you.
And you will be set free.
Just like David refused to be provoked. Just like David continued to wonder. Jesus Christ continued to wonder about the provocation of his people. He came to his people. His own people received him. But because he refused to be provoked, some people had to believe him. And the Bible says, as many as believed him, he gave the power to become the sons of God and daughters of God. Dear listener, we come again this spirit of anger in your life. As we conclude, let's see how Jesus Christ was provoked. He was provoked in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Amu binu ninu ogba Gethsemane.
But he refused to be provoked.
Sumoko pe ka mu binu.
Instead of provocation.
Sipo ka mu binu.
He helped those people wanting to arrest him.
Oh na awon to ti e fe mu lowo ni.
In the presence of Pilate.
Ni waju Pilate
pelu. He was provoked.
Amu binu ni
be. He refused to be provoked.
Sumoko pe ka mu binu.
But finally.
Sugbon ni pari.
In Luke chapter 23.
Ninu we Luke ori keta
le ogun. While he was dying on the cross.
Nipa to nku lori igi agbelebu.
In the midst of two male factors.
Laarin awon eyan meji.
Male factors.
Arufimeji.
One of them provoked him.
Okan ninu won tun mu binu.
He tried as much as possible.
O gbiyanju ni gbogbo ona
re. To stop Jesus Christ from becoming the Lord.
Lati da Jesus duro pe ko di Oluwa.
Because he provoked him.
Nitori po mu binu.
That male factor knew what he was doing.
Okan ninu awon odaran mo tin se.
That male factor knew what he was doing.
O mo tin se.
He knew that if Jesus was provoked,
o mo pe ti Jesus ba binu,
he was going to be stopped.
How da duro
from becoming the Lord.
Lati ja Oluwa.
But instead of being provoked,
sugbon dipo ka mu binu,
Jesus Christ ignored him.
Jesus Christ o kan danu
ni. Finally,
ni pari,
Jesus gave his life on the cross.
O wa fi aye re sile ni ori agbelebu o ku.
He was buried.
Asi.
He rose again.
O si jinde.
He's alive.
O wa laaye.
I'm glad to tell you.
Inu mi dun lati
so
fun pe loni.
He has become the Lord.
O wa di Oluwa.
He's the Lord of Lords.
O ni Oluwa awon Oluwa.
And the King of Kings.
Ati oba awon oba.
Because he refused to be provoked.
Nitori pe o ko pe ka mu binu.
Have you given your life to him?
Jo ti fi igbe aye re fun.
If you give your life to him
today,
to ba
fi igbe aye re fun loni.
He will destroy the spirit of anger.
Yo pa emi inu ni bi imu ni binu.
And you will become unstoppable.
O si wa je eni ti a o le da duro.
Give your life to him now.
E jo we fi aye yin fun ni.
E so pe Jesus. I give my life to you. Share your spirit with me.
Be my Lord.
In Jesus' name I pray.
If you
have prayed that prayer, congratulations. Meet us again next week. Same time. Same station. Remain blessed.
Shalom.
In the last half hour, we have enjoyed the message of the kingdom as delivered by Evangelist Alabi Job, and the program is sponsored to the glory of God by the Faith Partners and the
Covenant of Peace
Evangelistic Association Incorporated. You also can be a partner on the program sponsorship. Please send your love gift now to the address Christ Headquarters Complex, Pakpa Alakpo of Adeniro Memorial Grammar School, Randa, Ogbomosho, Post Office Box 1912, Ogbomosho, email copia_ics@yahoo.com.
Latin can be obvious. Are you saying? Letting Jaladu to Tim Fesen in Leon Jobong, Tongwa Latin and Rolon Alai, Ajin Riria Bayeni, any of Walla Bijo, Faith Partners Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated, Losunigba way to ye, Fubiliki Golong. You wanna let Jala back me at you on the wall? That is your Nigba way to know. Nepa 50 prefer to you, I say, see Christ Headquarters Complex, Papa Lapo of Adena Memorial Grammar School, Randa Ugumasho, a quotative, you say, PO Box 1912, Ugumasho, email copia_ics@yahoo.com. E tun pade wa lori eto yi lojo mejo ni dede asiko yi kan na. Alaafi Olorun alaye ko wa pelu yin.